KNOM Update News. I'm Ben Matheson, and it's 9:02. Nome's gold miners are not happy with how the state is regulating offshore dredging in the name of protecting fish habitat. A group of mostly veteran miners filled up the mini convention center last night as the summer mining season kicks off. Miners critique the state's recent decision to create buffers around river mouths. Longtime Nomite Jim Hansen began the debate at the interagency meeting with his observations of turbidity and the impact on fish runs.
I just don't believe that under the circumstances with all of the other fisheries in Alaska that don't seem to be affected by vastly more turbidity than you're going to be putting in there. I just don't understand the reasoning to that where it was suddenly brought on.
DNR says about 6 lease tracts and some claims will be impacted by the mile buffer during the weeks of June 1st to July 15th. Recreational miners will not be impacted by the seasonal mile buffer or the year-round half-mile buffer. Fish and Game employees did not have the hard data on hand to support buffer zones, and the person who has researched the issue is now retired. DNR's Kerwin Krause says there is some research on the books.
They've looked at the movement of fish around where there's turbid water and compared what do the fish do? Do they go through those zones of turbid water or do they move beyond those and go around? It's my understanding that they do move around them and go around.
These stipulations came out in early May after many miners had finalized plans for the season. Dredger and Bering Sea Gold cast member Emily Rydell says the timing was not good.
This was sort of dropped on us in this meeting. It was random and we all asked questions about it and our questions were not addressed. And that to me is gross interference without any substantial reason, and I want my questions to be answered.
Clyde Miles has been mining in Nome for 4 years. He says he wants to see flexibility in the timing of restricted areas.
What we'd like as miners, gold miners, is to be able to work with the fishermen, and after September 15th, or a date that would be appropriate for each year, to be able to mine that half a mile radius mouth of the river. Then, if it's not going to bother anything else, we've already passed the date of the fish. The fishermen are no longer fishing, the fish are no longer coming out, then that would be a good time to mine it.
Kerwin Krause says there could be some relaxation of buffer zones, especially around the Snake River, which runs through an industrial harbor and is dredged by the Corps of Engineers on an annual basis. Another new stipulation says 8-inch dredges on East Beach will have to keep an 800-foot distance from other 8-inch operations. This would allow a total of about 8 dredges in the entire section if the buffer is fully enforced. Krause says that enforcement will not completely happen to the letter. DEC will be doing aerial surveys this summer to get a look at turbidity plumes. And with the deadline now passed for DNR to receive recreational mining permits, the agency reports a total of 159 possible miners. 123 have recreational permits, and another 36 are involved with lease tracts or claims. With Wednesday's first reading of the City of Nome budget, the city has allocated $1.77 million for Nome Public Schools. That includes an additional $906,000 beyond the state-mandated contribution. School Board President Betsy Brennan says the board initially presented a conservative budget to the city. The budget included a freeze to the annual 10% increase in student travel. With the additional funding from the city, Brennan says that travel budget will now be fully funded.
City Council members mentioned the fact that we were not increasing our budget this year from last year for student travel and indicated they would be willing to contribute another $16,000 for student travel. It definitely is a need with the cost of transportation and fuel, and so we're very pleased that the city was willing to come forward and help us.
As per city ordinance, the district's budget as laid out to the city goes into effect today, the 1st of June, but in a joint session of the school board and city council earlier in May, the city asked the district for an additional funding wish list. The district returned with a list of projects with over $93,000 in additional projects. The wish list projects, according to city manager Josie Banky, were not in the district's original request and so were not automatically approved with the rest of the budget on June 1st. The wish list includes $21,000 for curriculum development, $40,000 for the junior high iPad program, and up to $15,000 for the elementary school breakfast program. Also yet to be fully approved is $150,000 for the elementary school gym floor replacement project. Banky says those wish list items will be discussed at the next city council meeting June 13th. The Air Force estimates it could save $227 million by moving a squadron of F-16s from Fairbanks to Anchorage. KTUU reports that the estimate was made public yesterday in the Site Activation Task Force report. The report says the military could save the money over 5 years, mainly by eliminating redundant positions at the two bases. Judge Dana Fabe has been unanimously elected by other members of the Alaska Supreme Court to be Chief Justice. The Alaska court system says that Fabe was elected to a three-year term beginning July 1st. She succeeds Justice Walter Carpinetti in the position. Fabe was the first woman ever selected to the state's high court and was appointed in 1996. She has served two previous terms as Chief Justice. With the rats now dead and gone from Rat Island, the Aleutian Island has a new name. The U.S. Geological Survey's Board on Geographic Names approved a new moniker for the uninhabited island after area residents lobbied for something that would better reflect their history and traditions. The island will now be known as Hawatha, which originates from a word meaning those two over there, or entry, or welcome. Rat Island is located in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge and is at the far end of the Aleutian chain. It became infested with Norway rats after the rodents jumped ship in the late 1700s. The creatures multiplied, and in 1937, the island became officially known as Rat Island. A project several years ago to eradicate rats and restore birds to the island was a success. The month of May was the coolest in a decade. Data from the National Weather Service shows Nome's temperatures averaged 33.2 degrees, which is 3.6 degrees below normal. That's the coolest since May of 2001, which averaged 27 degrees. Precipitation levels were normal, with 0.88 inches, just 0.02 below normal, but the vast majority fell on one day, with 0.84 inches on May 16th, which is now the wettest May on the books in 106 years. The high for the month was 63 degrees on the 18th, setting a new daily record. The low was 5 degrees, set on May 4th. A look at the price of gold in New York today. An ounce is up $56.80 at $1,618 an ounce. An ounce of silver is up 90 cents at $28.71. A pound of zinc stands at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:57. It's expected to depart on time at 9:51. It is currently 38 degrees outside the downtown K&OM studios, 9 minutes past 9 o'clock.